if you listen back to my first podcast, I definitely talk about how I'd stopped writing for a very long time and it was hard for me to pick it up again. I'd lost all confidence. So what can we do then as writers if we're constantly plagued with self-doubt? I relate a lot of writing back to meditation and Buddhist practices. So if we look at Zen meditation, we can see that there's a lot of parallels. Sometimes just sitting and doing the work, but not thinking about the work too much, is the most powerful work that we can do in our craft, whether it is writing or whether it is meditation. The more that we are sitting in the discomfort and allowing it to flow through us, but continuing our work, the deeper that we're going to get into our work. Thoughts are just thoughts. Thoughts don't have any meaning. Thoughts do not define us. We think that thoughts are the truth, and we believe them far too easily. If we look at Zen Buddhism, we find out very quickly that thoughts are not our essential being at all. Thoughts are actually not reality. They're just a construction. Just like a short story, it's fiction. So the most important thing that we need to remind ourselves is that any thought that is coming through our brains is not ingrained in truth. That truth could change at any given moment. Instead of giving in to those feelings of self-doubt, why not just force ourselves to sit down and write just as we would force ourselves to go for a run? This is also a great opportunity to bring up one of my favorite authors, the Japanese writer Haruki Murakami. Murakami wrote a memoir called What I Talk About When I Talk About Running, and it discusses the parallels between running and writing, how he started a running practice. And then he started realizing, wow, the discipline of running is very similar to the discipline of writing. And it's all about consistency. It's all about putting the shoes on and just getting going. So I'm going to read to you a little bit from this book, page 42. But when I think about it, having the kind of body that easily puts on weight was perhaps a blessing in disguise. In other words, if I don't want to gain weight, I have to work out hard every day, watch what I eat, and cut down on indulgences. Life can be tough, but as long as you don't stint on the effort, your metabolism will greatly improve with these habits, and you'll end up much healthier, not to mention stronger. To a certain extent, you can even slow down the effects of aging. But people who naturally keep the weight off no matter what, don't need to exercise or watch their diet in order to stay trim. There can't be many of them who would go out of their way to take these troublesome measures when they don't need to. Which is why, in many cases, their physical strength deteriorates as they age. If you don't exercise, your muscles will naturally weaken, as will your bones. Some of my readers may be the kind of people who easily gain weight, but the only way to understand what's really fair is to take a long-range view of things. For the reasons I give above, I think this physical nuisance should be viewed in a positive way, as a blessing. We should consider ourselves lucky that the red light is so clearly visible. Of course, it's not always easy to see things this way. I think this viewpoint applies as well to the job of the novelist. Writers who are blessed with inborn talent can freely write novels no matter what they do or don't do. Like water from a natural spring, the sentences just well up, and with little or no effort, these writers can complete a work. Occasionally, you'll find someone like that. But unfortunately, that category wouldn't include me. I haven't spotted any springs nearby. I have to pound the rock with a chisel and dig out a deep hole before I can locate the source of creativity. To write a novel, I have to drive myself hard, physically, and use a lot of time and effort. Every time I begin a new novel, I have to dredge out another new deep hole. But as I've sustained this kind of life over many years, I've become quite efficient, both technically and physically, at opening a hole in the hard rock and locating a new water vein. So as soon as I notice one water source drying up, I can move on right away to another. If people who rely on a natural spring of talent suddenly find they've exhausted their only source, they're in trouble. In other words, let's face it, life is basically unfair. But even in a situation that's unfair, I think it's possible to seek out a kind of fairness. Of course, that might take time and effort, and maybe it won't seem to be worth all that. It's up to each individual to decide whether or not it is. I love that chapter so much, but I love the whole book. He's written it so simply, but so honestly about who he is and his journey. He's not trying to make himself out to be some kind of hero. The only way to become a better writer, if you do have self-doubt, is to push through and do the training. Do the running practice, do the writing practice. There's so many different stories that are shared about how to become a writer, whether it's about self-discipline, whether it's the belief that, you know, writing is an inborn talent and only the most talented are the ones that make it. Whatever the story is that's shared, you've really got to come to an understanding of what writing means to you. And one of the biggest issues is self-sabotage. So if we don't believe in ourselves enough, we will fall into patterns of self-sabotage. And this might mean that you need to enroll in some therapy to figure out what your self-sabotage patterns are and take that seriously. Understand that it's got nothing to do with your abilities as a writer. It's got everything to do with your thinking patterns and how they might be sabotaging you as a writer. So if you're having trouble with dropping into meditation and releasing the thoughts, then maybe enroll in some therapy. Do a 10-week therapy course. Don't just go to one or two sessions. Actually get to the root of the problem. Why do you think that you can't write? Because there are many stories out there about people who have suffered with real issues that have impacted on their reading and writing from childhood. But these people have then gone on to figure out what the problem was, rewire their brain, and become multi-award-winning authors. Isn't that incredible? I will literally do anything to overcome my problems so that I can get on with what I actually feel inside is my heart and soul calling. Whether I'm a good writer or not is not the issue. The issue is, am I practicing my writing? Am I actually nurturing my writing so that I can become a better writer each and every day? This is not a one-off thing. Even though I know that I was called into this world to become a writer for some reason, it doesn't mean that it was a natural inborn talent that doesn't need to be worked on. So today I invite you to do a little writing practice and just write. Don't worry about what you're writing. Don't tell yourself what to write. Just write. See what actually comes up from the heart. And if you need a little writing inspiration, why not drop into my Meditation for Creativity, so my second podcast, and see if that draws any inspiration for you. Or simply get into your reading again. So if you've lost a bit of confidence, then read a really great book of fiction. Go to a library, wander around, ask what's new, look at a different section of the library and see if you can get inspired by something completely new that you wouldn't usually pick up. I'm really excited to see what happens with your writing process by just backing off everything, then write down on a piece of paper, as I just did with my last workshop students. I release all self-doubt. and then have a little special burning ceremony where you literally burn that piece of paper. And from then on, you're going to move forward in life with only affirmations and no longer those toxic words of self-doubt that have been holding you back. Good luck on your journey of letting go of self-doubt and bringing yourself into a place of creative awakening. I can't wait to hear all about it. Head to the Instagram, heartwriting.com.au, and the Heartwriting Facebook group, and feel free to send me a message. I want to hear all about what's been happening for you and whether you were able to overcome that self-doubt issue and really come into yourself as a writer to experience that magic again, because that's why we're here. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you next time.